Welcome, and thank you for joining us for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Health Underwriters. We are less than 1 week away from NAHU's 30th Annual Capital Conference, and to lead up to our premier legislative event of the year, we have been reviewing our federal priorities in detail. Today, we are going to be discussing Medicare-specific issues that we are advocating for. Joining us for this week's policy review is NAHU's John Green. Before we begin, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify. The podcast is distributed on these platforms every Friday and is included in NAHU's weekly member-exclusive health policy newsletter, The Washington Update, giving you a head start on your weekly healthcare happy hour. John, what are the major Medicare-specific issues that NAHU is working on?
Well, thank you for having me to wrap up our review of our federal priorities. I would say that COBRA would be issue number one, that it is deemed as credible coverage. Second would be the Part D issue relative to the annual enrollment period, where there were a lot of issues and people are seeking special enrollments. We're trying to see if we can get an OEP for these beneficiaries to line up with Medicare Advantage. Third one would be observation status. And I would add a fourth one, which is HSAs, in terms of allowing people age 65 and older who are still attached to the workforce to make contributions. And many of you are aware that there is legislation in the Right Committee to deal with that, to allow it. So many of you who are coming, this is a big deal for you. You should talk about it in the context of how that will help your clients, how it will help beneficiaries save for the great expense in terms of copays and deductibles and such, an age when you're no longer working and on a fixed income.
So let's talk about COBRA. COBRA is not normally considered to be credible coverage for Medicare purposes. What sort of problems does this distinction create, and how would currently proposed legislation, H.R. 2564, help fix this problem?
So COBRA, not being considered as credible coverage, has two problems. Number one is it creates a penalty that is 10% for life. And secondly, the intersection between employer coverage and Medicare is quite confusing. It doesn't line up with Social Security anymore. And people are working longer. The rules have not changed since 1965 to deal with the reality of the workplace. And so our bill would essentially eliminate the penalty, and it would allow an SEP for people on COBRA to move smoothly into Medicare without a penalty.
In terms of observation status, what causes a Medicare beneficiary to be classified as being on observation, and what are the harmful impacts of this distinction?
So as our Medicare audience knows, in order to qualify for skilled nursing, you must have a 3-day stay, and that is as an inpatient. So you have to be admitted. You have to be in an admitted status. Observation status is purgatory. It is not really belonging to a category for which you can qualify for this 3-day stay. So the question is, why is there an observation status? And it goes back to the MMA, which created a utilization review that was quite strict. And it's not being carried out, I think, as was intended. But what happens is if this utilization review deems a stay as not being necessary, the hospital receives nothing, no compensation whatsoever, and they cannot resubmit, which is quite onerous. And so they've created this observation status as a way in order to get something for that service rather than nothing. And so adding on to this problem is the fact that hospitals can change that status up to a year after it was already in admitted status. And so the person probably already received the SNF care. And so it undoes everything and it creates just chaos for the beneficiary. It's highly unfair. It draws our agents in who try to help the beneficiary. It's bad policy. They've tried creating through regulation a 2-midnight rule that was really clunky. This just needs to be addressed by Congress. But the question is how to pay for it. It's extremely expensive. What I'm hearing is that nothing will be done on this issue likely this year due to the cost.
There is legislation currently proposed called the Improving Access to Medicare Coverage Act. What would that do if enacted to help solve this problem?
So it would essentially remove observation status as a qualifying event towards meeting the requirement. But again, it requires massive offsets. I think that, you know, there's definitely a will there. There is bipartisan agreement that this is bad policy. It's just a matter of how are we going to pay for it. And now with deficits climbing, it becomes harder to sell it to members in an election year. On the one hand, where you have people concerned about deficits. However, on the other side, you could argue, well, this helps seniors. And if you remove that impediment and don't cause them to pay out of pocket, then you're doing something good for seniors, and that's good policy and good politics. So you could argue it either way, but I think that they're going to have to find a way to overcome the cost.
So what are the most important things for agents and brokers to bring up about these issues in their meetings with members of Congress?
So for Medicare agents, I would say that it is explaining to staff what it is that you do, the value of what you bring. What is it you do on the beneficiary's behalf? That you are their advocate, that you understand the system, which currently prohibits you from making an address change. Simple things that you can do in the group market by picking up the telephone. And I say this because as we went through the AEP, I know many of you struggled with this new system and that beneficiaries were put at a disadvantage in enrollment this year, particularly for Part D plans. If we're going to affect some change here relative to the AEP and the Medicare Plan Finder and providing a real OEP for people in Part D, you have to explain to members what it is that you do.
Moving on to Capitol Conference itself, what Medicare-related speakers and breakout sessions do we have in store for those attending Capitol Conference?
So this year, we have more breakout sessions on Medicare than we've ever had before. We have actually 3. We will have a panel with the Better Medicare Alliance and the National Coalition on Health, as well as Debbie Witchie, who is from the Health Leadership Council. I've known her for a long time. Just to kind of talk about what the future of Medicare may be. Then we have another panel hosted by the Medicare Advisory Group, and we'll talk about the Medicare Plan Finder, some good news on something that I can't reveal today, but you may want to be there to hear about it. But I know you'll be very excited to hear more about this, as well as just a federal update on how we move forward. And then we have an employer compliance panel with Ashley Gillum, who many of you may have heard on a podcast, where he talked about this intersection between work and Medicare. And he's from Alston Bird, and he's very good. And he'll go into that in just some more detail. Seema Verma from CMS, the administrator, will be the keynote speaker this year. And following her remarks, Janet will sit down for a brief conversation with her. So we have a lot of Medicare news to share.
It is now time for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour Toast of the Week. John, who are we toasting to this week?
We're toasting Medicare agents who worked round the clock during the 2019 AEP and, despite the hurdles, served their client beneficiaries well. I look forward to seeing you next week at CAP Conference.
Cheers!
Thank you for joining us for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Health Underwriters. For more information on NAHU's government affairs efforts or to become a member, visit NAHU.org.